We continue our learning. We are in Bava Basra. Perek Tes, Mishnah Hey. Hashaleach Sivlonos Leveis Chamiv. Person is sending Sivlonos, our gifts. Typically, people after Kiddushin, after Erisin, would send gifts. The Chassam would send gifts to, on the day of the Kiddushin, to the house of his Arusa, of the woman who he betrothed, give her jewelry and foods, etc. These gifts were called Sivlonos. Sometimes the chassan then would go to his father-in-law's house to have a sudas chassan, a special sudas erisin. So the Mishnah here is dealing with the case where hasholech sivlonos leveis chamiv, someone is the chassan is sending gifts to his kala after the day of the kiddushin. Shalach sham mea mane. Let's say he sent even 100 mane, or gifts that are worth 100 mane. A mane is 100 zuz. So you have 100 times that. So 10,000 zuz worth of gifts. V'achal sham sudas chasan afilu bedina, and then he went to have the sudas erisin, and the sudas erisin was not expensive at all. It was worth a dinar or more, and then he divorces her. Or let's say one of them passes away. So says the Mishnah, Eina Nigvin, these gifts, and he spent 10,000 zuz on these gifts cannot be demanded by him, by his family, or by the husband, that the Sivlonos be returned. Why? Because he ate this Sudas Chasen, this Sudas Erisin in his father-in-law's house. We assume that the gifts were given because of the Simcha of the Suda, and therefore he's Mochel on the Sivlonos and doesn't expect to get it back. Interesting shilas about engagement rings. So and the Gemara says this is only true if the Suda that he ate was at least a dinar. That's what Mishnah says, afilu b'dinar. Less than a dinar, then we assume that the husband is not mochel on the gifts, and he gets to collect the Sivlonos back. So once again, the Mishnah says, even shalach, if he says Sivlonos l'beis chamiv, shalach sham me'amon va'achal sham, and he ate there a sudas chasan afilu b'dinar, even if that sud was only worth a dinar, ain't or nigbin, you cannot now collect the Sivlonos back after, if let's say you divorce her or one of them passes away. Lo'achal sham sudas chasan, then harelu nigbin. If he didn't eat a sudas chasan, but yet he said Sivlonos on the day of the erisin of the Kiddushin, so then he's able to collect those back if, let's say, he divorces her before they enter the chuppah, because the assumption here is that he sent them for the purposes of getting married, of nisuin, and not for just for a sudas chasan which never took place, and therefore he has the right to collect them, demand that they be returned. Shalach sivlonos merubin sheyachzeru ima leveis bala. If he sends a lot of sivlonos with in mind that they should be, and says, I want them to come back leveis bala, which means I want you to bring these sivlonos, not for you to use during erisin, but rather you're going to bring them. Send you a lot of sivlonos, a lot of gifts that you're going to bring them into the marriage. Harei ilunigmin. Then, even if he ate a sudas chasan there, doesn't matter. Since he said, I expect these gifts to be brought into our home when we get married, so then he has the right, if let's say he divorces her and they never get married, since he mentioned the fact that I want them to come into our marriage and they never got married, he has the right to collect them. The fact that it says sivlonos merubim, a lot of sivlonos, is really not relevant. It's usually, yes, when you send a lot of gifts, the assumption is that she's not using them up only during erisin, they're going to be brought into the marriage. But the key point here is not the merubim, not that there are a lot of sivlonos, but the fact that he made a stipulation that I want these to be brought into our marriage. If they never end up having chuppah, having nisuin, so then he has the right to demand them that they be returned. But sivlonos mu'atim, shedishtami b'hem v'savia, but if he sends a smaller amount of gifts, and once again, the idea is not so much that it's a small amount of gifts, but the idea is that he doesn't expect his wife to bring them into the marriage, to bring them into their home, but rather to use them when she's still in her husband's house, shetishtamish b'hem v'savia, in our father's house, eino nigvim. So then, even if he did not eat a sudas chasan, he doesn't have the right to collect them to demand them back, because the goal was, as he stipulated, that she should use this b'savia, which is unrelated to the Seudas Chasan. Perek Tas Mishnah of Shriv Meira. He have a person who's very seriously sick. Shekasav is nervous he's going to pass away. Shekasav kol nechasav la'acherim. And he basically realizing that he may die, He wants to give a gift, and he writes all his nechassim to other people, and he doesn't really have to write in his star at all. So we know that the words of a shchiv meira are kichsuvim v'chisim surim heim. The fact that he just says something orally, verbally itself, even without a kinyan, is it automatically takes effect if you shchiv meira. And he gave all of his nechassim to other people as a gift, but v'shir karko kolshu, but he left for himself a little bit of land, and the same thing would be true if you left a little of metatlon of movables. Then matana so kayemes. Then that matana is effective, and that would be true if even if he, of course, if he passes away. But the point is, he gets better. He cannot now retract and say, "Oh, I thought I was going to die. Had I known I was going to be cured. I was going to recover. I never would have given all of these gifts away." Doesn't matter. We assume he planned on giving these gifts. Why? Because he left for himself a little bit of karka, a little bit of metatlon. So he obviously realized that maybe he'll recover, and that's why he left himself something. But lo shi'er karka kol shu. But let's say you have a shchiv meira, seriously ill person who writes all of his gifts in a shtar to all different people, leaves nothing for himself. Or let's say he says orally, giving all these gifts to these different people, to this one person, leaves nothing for himself. Then, if he recovers, ein matana so kayemes. Then we assume the matana is not kayem. If he now recovers, he has every right to retract on this, because by not leaving anything for himself, there's an assumption built into this to his what he said verbally, that it's only because he thought he was going to die. The fact that he recovers, so then he never planned on giving a gift. That's mekach tos, and therefore the matana is not kayem. Lo kasav b'shchid meira. Let's say he wrote a shtar matana, and he didn't write though that he was sick when he was giving this gift, but he also didn't write that that's a matnas bari. He didn't say that I'm giving you this gift as a healthy person either, and he didn't leave anything for himself. So now there's a debate in court. Hu omer shchid meira hayo. He says I was a shchid meira. And when I wrote this, even though I didn't write it in the shtar that I was seriously ill, but I was a shchiv meira, and I gave all of my gifts away in the shtar, but now I've recovered, and therefore the halacha is that I'm able to retract. I want my gifts back. But the Hein Omrim, no, but the beneficiaries of this gift say, no, Bari Haya, no, he was a healthy guy when he wrote this. Now, it's not written in the shtar either way, so we don't know. So what's the halacha? So tzorich lahavi raya shahaya shchiv meira, the person who is giving the gift, who claims he was a shchiv meira, has to bring a raya who's a shchiv meira. So since he's healthy now, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says we follow what he is right now. His status now, he's a healthy person. So we can make an assumption that he was healthy when he wrote the shtar as well, unless he can prove otherwise. And since we make the assumption he was healthy, the gift is a gift, it's a matnas bari, even though we gave everything away. Who has to bring a raya? The one who's in the kabbalah, the matana. The recipients, the beneficiaries of the matana. They want to take this money, these gifts, out of the hands of the giver. He's the muchzak, the one who claims it's a shchiv meira. So they have to bring a proof that he was a bari, that he was healthy at that time when he gave the gifts, that otherwise they cannot collect them.